personally believe, as our Republican representatives in the House, do you believe there is a current crisis in our state?
All right, so I'm going to answer that question by pointing this out. This man authored ACR 9, which restricts for 30 days the governor's ability to issue an emergency declaration. I have authored, and he authored law to actually change the renewal process and all that. I've authored a suspension resolution. I've authored two petitions, signed two petitions, including the C-ball petition. I've authored several other things. I've got two bills in commerce today that actually would help our commercial businesses out dramatically and on how they do that. Every member here has voted on every one of these things.
They voted, or have they signed the petition?
No. They voted. Everything, every instrument that I just mentioned, every one of us has supported.
That answering my question, so do you believe there is still a crisis, a viral crisis, a COVID crisis?
If I believe that, I wouldn't have authored or supported all of everything I said. It's inherent.
So you said there's a crisis in the state. There absolutely is a crisis.
Do you believe there's a crisis? Okay, thank you. Do you believe there's a COVID crisis in our state?
We need to be able to open the state.
Okay. We got an economic crisis.
So everybody in here believes there is no COVID
depression
crisis any longer. Is that correct?
There's no imminent threat.
So the issue that I'm struggling with is that, you know, this reality is that we are in October,
mm-hmm.
and this is not a new revelation that we are not in a viral crisis. So that's my concern, is that we're not in a viral crisis, and this is not a new revelation that we're in a viral crisis. From March 1st to August 1st, there were 24,000 additional deaths above and beyond the average from last year. So we're talking above the average death in that 5 months. There were 24 additional deaths. Of those 24, on August 2nd, the COVID death was 3,900, which means that only 1.6% of those increased deaths were COVID-related. So we literally had 98.6% of the people from March the 1st to August 1st that normally wouldn't have died, 20,000 people that died during the pandemic for other causes that weren't COVID. These were people that
depression.
Literally died from homicide, suicide, or not getting their illnesses taken care of out of fear. So this wasn't, the 3,900 back then is still a statistic that has not really changed. I understand the first 2 months, March and April, mm-hmm. we're figuring it out. I am still confused that from May to October 1st, we are still shut down, saying we're in crisis, pivoting to an economic downfall, and you guys, we have a Republican.
Have the power to do something.
We have a majority in the House Republicans. We have a majority in the Senate of Republicans. We have a Democratic governor, and we are one of the only states that we've given the rightfully the power for y'all to, by just majority vote, overthrow that, and you chose not to
for
federal funding.
And